Welcome back to the Channel 9 set here at Microsoft Ignite in New Zealand. I've got a special treat. I don't know if she's going to spontaneously combust on the couch or not from pure excitement.
Massive puff of purple.
I'm just glad you're not playing Pokemon Go to figure out what's coming up next.
No, I've been really good. I haven't played much Pokemon Go at the moment. I've been really good.
You've been working.
Phone battery.
So I'm joined by Jess Dodson.
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
I was saying her name wrong for the longest time, and she finally was polite enough to correct me. Tell us a bit about yourself, Jess. What's going on?
I am a system administrator, so I am a geek girl at heart. I do Windows Server stuff and Active Directory and group policy and all that funky stuff. So I don't do developing. I don't do code. I'm not a coder. I'm very sorry. I am a server girl at heart and a bit of a geek. So I'm into Lego and World of Warcraft and gaming and spending far too much time on my hobbies, which I've now been told that I'm not supposed to be doing after seeing John Gallant's session. I'm like, oh, but Lego. So, yes, that's me.
Very cool. So you had a session today that was actually very popular. It was in the biggest room, and unbeknownst to you, it was live streamed.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
So I only got told after, and I found out that a whole bunch of my friends back in Australia, I'm Australian, I'm sorry, so a whole bunch of my friends and colleagues over in Australia were actually watching it live. I'm like, oh dear, I hope I didn't say anything that got anyone in trouble. So,
that's good. So we'll talk about your session. What was it about?
My session was called Writing the Right Rights. Go on, say that three times fast for me.
Writing the right rights.
Well done. Yes. Right. So it was all about Active Directory security, administration, and maintenance. So it was things that you need to do to keep your account secure, keep your password secure, fix your servers, and all the things you need to do to keep your Active Directory running. And there's a lot of stuff you need to do to keep your AD running. So
was it just focused on the AD side of things?
Yes. So okay. I primarily focused just on the AD because just the AD side of things is massive. So yeah, trying to fit all of that in. So I originally did it over in Australia last year. It was a 75-minute session then. Yeah. I added more stuff in and had to try and squish it into 60 minutes here.
How was that experience? I know that's, I say, you guys don't know this online, but when you actually get told you have 15 minutes less time to do a session that you're so passionate about, it's extremely difficult to choose. It's like culling the herd and choosing like the least attractive child or something like that.
So you have to cut down. I had to cut down quite a few of the stories that I use and some of my examples, but I wanted to keep all the information there, so it involved me. Sorry to the people who were there and going to watch it on the stream or watching it live. I had to talk really fast. I talk really fast anyway, so that's fine. But yeah, so cutting it down and making it smaller was really quite hard because there is so much information that I wanted to include, and there's still so much more I could include.
So. Okay. So how about you share one of your stories. Share one of the stories that you would say. Now, change the names so none of the innocent are actually brought to light.
I'm really... But I can do a really good one, so there's no names involved.
Okay.
So last... 2 years ago, I was decommissioning a Server 2003 domain.
Okay.
And
two years ago.
2 years ago, getting rid of 2003.
When it was already out of support.
No, it didn't go out of support until last year, remember?
Okay. So
2015, it went out of support.
Close.
So I was getting rid of a 2003 domain. And feel free, if you want to hear me rant for like 3 hours, come and speak to me about getting rid of Server 2003. More than happy to rant for a while. But I was getting rid of it, and I thought, while I'm checking this out and getting rid of it, I'll take a look and see how many domain admins there are.
Oh, yeah?
60.
Just on this one domain.
I'm like, there's no way that many people need to be domain admin. No.
Bad
idea.
It just makes things simpler, doesn't it?
Give everyone domain admin. Domain admin for everybody. So, yes. So that was fun.
So I want to know, what was the after effect of having that particular domain decommissioned? How did those 60 people possibly survive? How did they live without having domain admin access?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, when you've got that many domain admins, most of the time they don't need it. They're not even using those rights.
Right.
So when you put them into a domain where they don't have any admin rights and you've given them the right permissions, you've done the right delegation, all that kind of stuff, they don't even notice that there's been an issue. They don't notice that there's been any change to what rights they have at all because they never needed it in the first place.
Okay.
So no problems at all. Cut down from 60. I think we've got 9 now.
Okay.
Tops, which is pretty good.
Nice.
Few more than we probably need. But
okay, so that was a nice, simple story to be able to say just how successful it was.
Yes.
What about the horror story where it's still not fixed yet? You have one of those that's kind of current, that's currently still grating away at your soul?
So I am big on getting rid of old stuff, as we were talking about before, the getting rid of your technical debt.
Yeah.
So we still have a Server 2003 server in the environment that I look after at the moment, and I've been pushing and pushing and pushing. I've now been called the server nag, which is not a great term to have applied to you, but I am the server nag that sends off emails and phone calls and all that kind of stuff to the people who are looking after this box going, can we get rid of it yet? Can we get rid of it yet? Can we get rid of it yet? Can we can we turn it off at least? So I was able to turn it off about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, by the end of this year, we'll actually be able to get rid of it. But it's just one of those niggling, annoying ones.
So it's sitting there in an off state, just in case for some reason.
It's just annoying me, like in the corner of my eye. I know it's there.
Yeah, so that's... I can feel your pain for that one there for sure.
Now,
what happens when you write the rights and you pay down the technical debts? Do you feel like this level of burden has been lifted from your shoulders?
You do, because
IT department's shoulders or what?
You get to play with new stuff.
Okay.
So, like I was saying to you before, you can't play with new and shiny until you've fixed all the old and busted. So once you've fixed all the old and busted and things are ticking over and you're keeping an eye on it and all your maintenance is working fine and you've secured everything, mm-hmm. you then get to play with the new stuff. So I got the privilege of being able to upgrade all of our domain controllers to Server 2012 R2 and upgrade our functional level, which was really awesome. And then Microsoft brought out Windows Server 2016, so now mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go back and do that all again. So yeah, you get to play with all the new, cool, shiny things.
And supposedly when you get to the more new, cool, shiny things, and then even newer stuff comes out, it does make the transition easier.
It does.
It does. It's the really old stuff that makes it difficult.
If you've done it properly the first time and you've documented how to do it,
documentation. What's
big,
that? What are you talking
big,
about?
Big. Do documentation. So if you've documented it properly, it means that you can then go, well, we're going to do this again. And because we've already written down how we want to do it, we know exactly what we need to do. So that's going to make things much easier.
Okay.
So
I've got to inquire, first of all, about a little bit of the background, backstory for what it is. So Jess has a very interesting Twitter handle. Do you want to share with the, if people want to get a hold of you on Twitter to be able to say anything?
Absolutely. So if people want to, you know, come and chat to me, feel free to hit me up on Twitter. So I am at Girl Germs. Girl Germs, yes.
it's a classic handle. There has to be a story
associated. It's very identifiable. So it actually goes back to when I first started in IT.
Oh, yeah?
So when I first joined my very first IT job, I was the only female in their IT ops area.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first joined, a lot of the guys that were in the team were a little bit sort of hesitant and weren't sure about me. So I got my special OU where I could do stuff inside the domain, and it was called Girl Germs because I was the only one in this OU. And I was a little bit offended, so I'm like, oh, you're segregating me, I'm a girl, that's not very nice. But then I kind of embraced it. I'm like, no, Girl Germs, that's awesome. I'm taking that and I'm claiming it as my own. So I've kind of kept that going on now for about, I think it's been about 12 years.
Yeah.
So yes, that's where it comes from.
And I'm trying to remember, you actually have a blog you write a lot of the stuff down on as well.
Yes.
Some of them are, again, I'm going to say abstracted or sanitized so that the innocent can remain anonymous.
Unnamed, yes.
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 What are some of the things you've been writing about on there recently?
So I've done a couple of blog posts recently. So there's been some stuff on how you can go about setting up an open source logging server so you can actually get all of the logs out of your domain controllers and keep an eye on them.
Okay.
There's one on setting up AGPM and getting that configured in your environment, fine-grained password policies. I've also done a couple that are slightly non-technical. So I got to stand in as my team leader for a stint for a while.
Oh, yeah.
People management is awful. I much prefer servers. Much easier. Much easier to predict
more
what's
predictable?
Going on with them.
More predictable.
Well, they have an event log. Humans don't have event logs. Machines have event logs.
You know what I always learned? My father told me, with regards to servers, they have a switch, you can turn them off.
That's exactly
it. Humans don't have that switch.
No, they don't. There's no off switch for them.
Right.
So yeah, so I had to act as my TL for a little while, and I've got to admit, because of the timing of it, he was going on leave just as I was coming back from leave. There was no handover. So I did a really nice piece on, if you're a technical manager, here are the things you should be doing to hand over to someone else.
Okay, so from the handover perspective.
Makes it much, much nicer and much easier. So that was one of the things that I just wrote about probably about a week and a half ago. So
okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Girl-germs.com. I haven't managed to snag girlgerms.com. I'm trying to find it.
Someone else has already been squatting on that one, I assume.
Absolutely. I'm trying to hunt up who it is. If anyone
knows
who it is, feel free to let me know.
There's this Who Is utility you can use to be able to find it?
I've hunted them. I can't get hold of them. I'm like, I will buy it off you.
Nastiness.
Yes.
It's craziness. They're just being so bad squatting on that particular domain name. At the conference, this is your first time in New Zealand from the conference perspective?
From a conference perspective.
So what do you think? How's it been so far?
I love it. It's really nice.
This is our first time here as Channel 9.
It's
awesome.
It's very similar, I'm going to say, to Australia. So it's got the same kind of relaxed, laid-back feel a bit in regards to...
They say bro? Do they say bro up here or bra?
Bro.
Bra.
Yeah, bra.
As like, that's the colloquial term.
Yes.
About how you just say, hey, dude, how's it going there?
As opposed to mate, which is
a mate.
Back home.
And
so.
I say, hey, man, how's it going, eh? Like, what's up? You know?
They're like, you're Canadian.
How'd you guess?
Well, I've been really lucky, so I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, so whereabouts in New Zealand are you from? And I'm like, oh, you think I'm one of you? That's lovely. But no, I'm back in Brisbane in Australia. So I've been to the Gold Coast Tech Eds and Ignites a couple of times now. But this is my first time coming to a Tech Ed or an Ignite over here in New Zealand. That's lovely. I've really liked it.
They put you in the largest room. So I know that you're a relatively new speaker for doing things, and so congratulations on surviving
trial by fire
on like one of the largest rooms that are in here.
Thank you.
And also without being known that you're on the live stream as well.
Yes.
But what was it like on the big room? Was it absolutely earth-shatteringly terrifying? You just kind of like close your eyes, take a moment, and then jump in? How'd you handle it?
A little bit. So it was a little bit terrifying. I've got to admit, seeing all those faces, and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. Please don't stuff this up. So, it was a little bit terrifying, but at the same time, it's really good that so many people wanted to come and get information and that I was teaching them something that maybe they didn't know or giving them sort of the feedback that they needed that, yes, they're doing the right thing in their environment, so they can take that back and point to their manager and say, look, this lady said I am doing the right thing. Great. We are doing the right thing. That's good. So, no, that was really good. And I've got some great feedback. So I had quite a few people come up to me afterwards and say, great session, learned something. Now I'm terrified. I've got lots that I have to go back and fix.
here's my laundry list of things to do.
This is all your fault.
Nice.
So, it was really good.
You bring up a good point, though, like a laundry list of things to do. If you had Gentleman X come up to you and say, hey, I've got all the stuff that's going on in my environment. I got to be able to clean this up. And according to you, I should be doing the following things. What would be like your top five things if you just inherited a new system you know nothing about? What would be the top five things that you'd recommend that they go and take a look at to see if it needs to be cleaned up?
Running a DC Diag so that you can work out what's going on in the environment, what's broken, what's
DC
not.
DC Diag. Yeah, DC Diag. I love that tool.
/C. Do the comprehensive one. Separating your admin accounts, that's probably the biggest one for me. So in my environment, I've helped put that in place. It took us like 2.5 years to get there, but it was a long, hard slog that was worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So making sure that all of your administrative accounts are separated out. You're not doing admin stuff with your normal user account.
Right.
That's probably my biggest tip. Going through your password vault, making sure you don't have default passwords being used. Mm-hmm. And I realize that sounds very common sensey, but as you said, we inherit environments and often we don't realize what's been put in place before we've got there. So checking that and making sure that we've got no default passwords in there and getting your service accounts out of your domain admin. Admin's group. That's probably my big bugbear.
I can't believe someone still does that. It's kind of crazy, but
yes. It doesn't need to be there.
Craziness.
Yes.
Good top five tips.
Yes.
If you can give someone advice for wanting to learn how to get up and talk and speak in front of people.
Just do it.
Public speaking advice. How would you suggest?
Just do it.
Yeah?
Go off to user groups, definitely. So I found it enjoyable yet terrifying at the same time. Mm-hmm. If you're an introvert, maybe not so much. But if you actually like speaking to people and you want to teach people and you want to help people, public speaking's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Good.
But so go to user groups, see if someone will recommend you to speak at a user group and then maybe come along to one of these conferences, submit an abstract and see if someone likes what you got to say.
Oh yeah? Very nice. Any closing thoughts, some parting wisdom you wanted to share with the folks? What do you think? The camera is yours.
Yes. So my big bugbear at the moment is I hear a lot in these conferences about developers and coding and all that kind of stuff. Now, I am a sysadmin. I don't code. I find that really scary. Many keyboards died to bring us this information. Yes.
Nice.
So developers are great, but developers can't do what they need to do if they don't have infrastructure people like me looking after the tin that sits behind what they're coding on. So sysadmins are people too, so think about us when you're talking about IT people and careers in IT and what you want to do. So it's not just about coding. There are other avenues to get into if you're not a coder.
Absolutely.
That's my big one.
Definitely agree with that. I approve of that message.
Yes.
That's nice. The next session coming up is going to be actually an interesting one. It's going to be talking about DevOps and the IT, then the modern IT pro.
Yes.
Kind of cool stuff on the live stream coming up just after this particular session. Do you work in a DevOps environment at all? Do you have to deal with developers, or are you just strictly infrastructure types?
No, we do have to deal with developers occasionally, but it's kind of the never the twain shall meet, so the developers and IT pros, and that's just the way it goes. But
so I wouldn't say you're an advanced DevOps kind of shop at this point in time.
But we are getting better, so we are trying to get more out of the developers, and they're trying to get more out of us. So it is becoming a bit more collaborative.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Good. Very, very good.
Yes.
I think we're just about out of time, my friends. I'm looking over the clock to make sure that we got something left. No, he's not quite ready just yet. So this is where I'm getting the old stretch sign to keep things going.
We need to talk about more. I'm
sure you can pick it up on the high def camera, but there seems to be a common thread of purple. Talk to me about the purple. You got it, because you have, you're one of two ladies that I've met so far that have purple hair.
Yes, big shout out to Amy. So that's Hello Miss Potter on Twitter. She's amazing. So she and I have bonded, and everyone's like, there's two people with purple hair. Does this mean you have to like fight to the death? Because there can be only one, kind of like a Highlander kind of thing. And I'm like, no, we want the purple to spread. We want more purple around the world, and everyone should be purple.
Yep.
I like purple. Purple, it was just a whim before I turned 30. I thought, yeah, I'll go and dye my hair a really cool color. So I went and dyed my hair purple, and that's just the way it goes. So,
nice.
Yep.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate you coming down
Thank
and
you.
Joining us on the Channel 9 studio. Coming up next is IT DevOps, the modern IT professional, you believe, on the live stream. Thanks for joining us, and see you after the break.